听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Today we have a great article for you. We are going to meet a remarkable young woman by the name of Alia Sabur. What makes her so special? She is smart. Friends, I'm not talking about honor roll, straight A, valedictorian smart. I'm talking about being smart enough to be the new record holder for the youngest college professor ever. Before we go further, let's glance at a word that might be familiar to you. It's the word bright, as in Stan's young son is very bright and learns new things very quickly. Okay, let's get out our SC magazines, open to page 18, and follow along in the top left-hand column.
Alia Sabur. Meet the youngest college professor in history. For most people, learning is a slow, steady process. But for Alia Sabur of New York City, it's been child's play. Alia's parents recognized very early that their infant daughter was bright. But when she began talking and reading at 8 months, they knew she had very special abilities. By the age of 5, Alia had finished her elementary school reading program, and at age 10, she started college. For her parents, allowing her to start college at such a young age was not an easy decision.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Rachel. We're so glad that you've joined us. We have such an interesting lesson today, don't we? We're learning about an incredible young woman named Alia Sabur. And we've learned that she is the youngest college professor in history. It's amazing. She is one intelligent lady.
Yes, this is quite an achievement. Let's take a look at our article. It starts out by telling us that for most people, learning is a slow, steady process. But for Alia Sabur of New York City, it's been child's play. In other words, it's been very easy. That phrase, child's play, means it's not very hard for someone to do something.
Exactly. Now I think of math, and math is difficult for a lot of people to learn. It takes time. It's sometimes a slow, steady process. But for her, it's just like breathing or taking a shower. It's like tying her shoes. She's so good at it. In fact, she was showing very amazing things at a very young age.
She sure was, something that most young children aren't able to do. But according to our article, it says that early on her parents recognized that their infant daughter was bright. That word bright means she was very, very smart and things came very easily to her.
Exactly. She was a quick learner. Now, both of us have been teachers before, mm-hmm. and there are definitely always some students in the classroom who are really bright, and they're the ones who get their work done really quickly, or they just seem to understand things very quickly, more so than the rest of the students.
Yes, they have an easy time learning. Now, the same is true for Alia Sabur, but she's so bright that she actually began talking and reading at 8 months old. Now, this is amazing, Rachel. Most kids don't usually even start talking until they're at least over a year old.
Totally. And they don't start reading until they're 3 or 4 or even 5 or 6 years old. So she was a very special child, 8 months old, and her parents could see that she had some very special abilities or skills. Now, by the age of 5, Chelsea, what do we learn that Alia has accomplished?
Well, Rachel, by the age of 5, Alia had finished her elementary school reading program. Most kids don't even start kindergarten until they're 5 years old. That's quite an accomplishment. And then at age 10, she started college. Wow.
Yeah, let that sink in for a moment, students. She started college when she was age 10, when probably most of her friends were out running around and enjoying third grade. She was in college. So it's a very unique situation, isn't it? And for her parents, allowing her to start college at such a young age was not an easy decision. I can imagine, Chelsea, that it was very hard because they want her to be a child, too.
That's right. And for most parents, it's hard to let your child go when they're 18 or 19, the regular age to go to college. I can't imagine letting your child go at age 10. But right now, we're going to take a break and watch a skit, so stay with us.
Learning is a slow, steady process.
Ha! Learning is child's play. I was reading when I was 8 months old.
Wow! You were a bright infant.
Yes, my parents recognized I had special abilities.
Yes, you must be a very quick learner.
Yeah, I finished my elementary school reading program when I was 5.
No way!
And when I was 10, I enrolled in college.
College at 10 years old?
That's right. I was too advanced for the high school curricula. So I went to university.
Wow, I'm impressed.
It took me 4 years to graduate, but I did receive highest honors.
Unbelievable!
Then I got my master's degree and then my doctorate. I completed all my education by 16.
So, what are you doing here back in the classroom?
I'm your teacher. Now, open up your book and turn to page 56.
Okay.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. Thanks for joining us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Well, Alia Sabor is a smart young woman. The author never directly says it, but see if you can figure out in this next section just how old Alia Sabor was when she became the youngest college professor in history. Three words to become familiar with. The first is enroll, as in after working this year, Dora hopes to enroll in the university next year. The second word is curricula. Next semester, the schools in our city are adding Japanese to their curricula. And finally, the idiom take notice, as in the boss took notice of all the extra hours I've been working and gave me a raise. Okay, let's learn more about this amazing young woman. This reading begins on line 12.
Alia Sabor. But the local high schools hesitated to enroll her, believing Alia was too advanced for their curricula. So she enrolled at the State University of New York at Stony Brook in 1999. 4 years later, Alia graduated with highest honors and began working on her master's and then doctorate, which she completed by 16. The Guinness Book of World Records finally took notice of this amazing young woman on February 19, 2008. That's when she was hired by Konkuk University in South Korea, making her the youngest college professor in history.
Welcome back, friends. We are here talking about Alia Sabor today, and we have learned a little bit about this amazing girl already. We already know that she finished her elementary school program by the time she was 5, and actually went to college by the time she was 10.
It's amazing, Chelsea. She really is amazingly bright. We would say exceptionally bright. She's very, very smart for her age, and she's still very young, and she's already a college professor, which we'll be telling you about a little bit later. However, before the break, we were talking about how it was a tough decision for her parents to know whether they should send her to college at the age of 10 or keep her in regular school.
I have a niece who is just 11, so almost 10 years old, but I know that her parents could never think of sending her to college right now. She's enjoying things like playing with her friends and growing up and just being a little girl. So I can understand the difficult decision it must have been for Alia's parents to decide to go ahead and let her go to college.
Definitely, because, you know, there's a maturity level too. When you go to college, you're supposed to be a little bit more mature. It sounds like Alia is pretty mature, but most 10-year-olds are not mature enough to talk with people who are in their 20s and to sit under these professors who are so smart and intelligent. So, you know, they looked at their 10-year-old, and even though she's so smart, she's still a little girl, and it was a tough decision. But they did decide to enroll her. However, we see here the local high schools were hesitant to enroll her.
They were. Now let's look at that word enroll first, and then we'll move on and explain some more. To enroll means to enter or to register or to sign up. Each year, you probably enroll for school and enroll for your classes. That means you sign up to go. You enter.
You sure do. So I guess this helped the parents make their decisions because the local schools, they didn't really want Alia to come to their schools only because she was too smart for them. She was too advanced for their curricula. So I guess the only other option was for her to go to college or a higher learning, a place of higher learning.
Yes, now there are always students who are very bright, and as a teacher, you feel like you need to challenge them a little bit more. So these high schools just, they didn't feel like they could challenge her enough. They thought it would just be too easy, and that's why they decided to go ahead and send her on to college.
Right. She was too advanced for them. She was too advanced for their curricula. Now let's stop for a minute on that word curricula. You might recognize the word curriculum, which is similar to that word. Obviously, they're quite related. But curricula is just the materials or the instructional materials you use in teaching. So obviously, teachers, they come up with a curriculum, and that's what they teach their students.
So we read that Alia was enrolled in college. She enrolled at the State University of New York at Stony Brook in 1999 as a 10-year-old.
Wow. Actually, that's the year I graduated from high school. So here she was at the age of 10. I was going to college. She was going to college at the same time, but I was about 8 years older than she was at that point. Well, she enrolled in State College, and 4 years later, she graduated with highest honor. So she was at the top of her class.
Yes, not only did she go to college as a 10-year-old, but she worked hard enough and excelled that she actually graduated with honors at the top of her class.
It's amazing.
I kind of wonder if it made some of the regular college students feel a little silly that a 10-year-old was just as smart, if not smarter, than they were.
Oh, I bet. I bet they did feel a little intimidated at times. Maybe they felt, wow, I need to study harder because this little girl is beating me. She is doing better than I am in the class. I wonder if it was hard at times too. She might have felt a little lonely. I'm sure some people became friends with her, but it is hard. Most college students aren't looking to make a 10-year-old their best friend. So I'm guessing that she probably focused mainly on her work. She went there, she worked hard, and she graduated with highest honors.
And not only that, Rachel, it gets even more impressive. After she graduated with highest honors, our article tells us that she began working on her master's and then doctorate, which she completed by age 16. Now, a master's and doctorate, those are the two highest forms of degrees you can get. A lot of people don't ever even get them, and she got them by the time she was 16.
That amazes me. I can't believe, a master's I can understand. You know, we've both worked toward that, but a doctorate, I've never really had the passion or enthusiasm to pursue a doctorate because that requires so much work, and it's very difficult, and you have to write long papers, and you have to do research, and she did it all by the age of 16. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I know in America, at age 16, that's the time when most students are getting their driver's license, and that's what they're very focused on and very excited about. But not for Alia Sabor. She was working hard on her master's and doctorate's degrees.
Wow. She must have really worked hard to get that done very quickly. It takes some people 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years to complete those degrees or more. So she obviously was very focused. Well, the Guinness Book of World Records finally took notice of this amazing young woman on February 19th, 2008. Now let's stop for a minute and talk a little bit about the Guinness Book of World Records. Chelsea, this used to be one of my favorite books to read. I would read this book over and over again because there are so many neat things to learn about people.
I agree. It was also one of my favorite books. It's a book that has information in it. It's all about different people from around the world who have broken specific records, and it's always very interesting.
It sure is. Some of them are very strange, actually.
Yes.
It's kind of like the person who can blow the biggest bubble when they're chewing bubble gum, or somebody who can sing the highest note. All these interesting things. But in her case, she was recognized for being like such a smart woman for completing her master's and her doctorate at the age of 16.
And our article says that that's when the Guinness Book of World Records finally took notice of her. Now, that is an idiom that we use in English, and it means to pay special attention to someone or something. They took notice. They recognized. They paid attention to her accomplishments.
Right. They took notice of her. So she was recognized, and now, of course, a lot of people know who she is. Somebody at Studio Classroom obviously took notice of her too. That's why we have an article written all about her, and she has continued to do amazing things. Her next big accomplishment was that she was hired by Konkuk University in South Korea, which makes her the youngest college professor in history.
Now, when she was hired as a college professor, I think she was probably about the same age as all of her students that she would have had. So she was teaching people who were her same age. Again, it seems so strange to us, but such an accomplishment for Alia Sabor.
Definitely. And she's close by. She's right here in Asia. So I'm sure that students love meeting her. She's well known now. And I think we can learn so much from her story, too. I think it's a very exciting story. We have much more to share with you tomorrow. But right now, we have some fun facts for you, some did you know questions, so stay with us, and then we'll head to the chat room.
Alia Sabor broke the record for the youngest person to be hired as a college professor. The last person to earn the title was Colin McLaren in 1717. He was a former student of Isaac Newton.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and this is Vicky.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be visiting the chat room today. Well, our lesson today is about the youngest college professor in history, Alia Sabor.
Vicky, let's talk about this word professor. A professor is a teacher at a college or university, right?
That's right. In the United States, the term professor is often used as a polite way to address anyone who teaches at a college or university.
And what about doctor? Why are professors called doctor sometimes?
Well, that's because a doctor is a person who has earned a doctorate degree or a PhD. So, for example, Professor Smith can also be called Dr. Smith if he has a PhD.
I see. So I can call him Professor Smith or Dr. Smith?
That's correct.
What about Teacher Smith. Can I call him Teacher Smith?
Well, you really need to be careful with that one. I know in Chinese you might call Professor Smith, Smith Lao Shi, but in English we cannot address someone as teacher. Instead, we can call him Mr. Smith.
So you're saying that teacher is not a title in English?
That's right. Teacher is a profession. So you can't address someone as teacher.
What about sir? Can I just call Mr. Smith sir?
Well, you can, but it's a bit old-fashioned. In the old days, students might address a male teacher as sir and a female teacher as miss.
在中文里面，老师是个称谓，但是在英文 teacher 并不是个称谓，因此你不能称李老师为 teacher Lee。那要如何称呼你的老师呢？一般来讲，男老师会用 Mr. 加上他的姓，像 Mr. Lee， 女老师就用 Miss 加上他的姓。比较传统的学校会要求学生用 Sir 来称呼男老师，跟 Miss 来称呼女老师。那在大学里头会用到 Professor 教授。Where can I find Professor Lee? 那如果 Professor Lee 拥有 Doctorate degree 博士学位，那你也可以称他为 Dr. Lee 李博士。
And right now, let's go to Ms. Ho and see what she wants to teach us today.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 enroll 这个动词。en 这个字首有使变得如何如何的意思，而 roll 是指名单或名册，所以 enroll 使进入名册就是指使入学、入会或者是登记。例如 ,the school will start to enroll students in July, 学校从7月份开始招收新生，或者是 he enrolled in the calculus class, 他登记要选修微积分的课程。或者是 Sandy was enrolled as a member of the math club. Sandy 被招募成数学俱乐部的一员。接下来我们看的是 curricula, 这个复数型的名词，意思是指课程。它的单数型是 curriculum, C-U-R-R-I-C-U-L-U-M。我们来看一个例句。The math curriculum was developed by many experts in the field.这个数学的课程是由许多这个领域的专家研究出来的，或者是 The school curricula will be revised each school year. 学校的课程每一个学年都会修订。最后我们看的是 take notice 这个动词片语。Take notice 是指注意到。例如 The audience started to take notice of the young actress after her blockbuster movie got good reviews.观众在这部轰动一时的电影获得好评之后开始注意这个年轻的女演员。或者是 The professor finally began to take notice of Henry's hard work. 教授终于开始注意 Henry 的用功了。And if you notice, we're running out of time. See you tomorrow.
Alia Sabor.Meet the youngest college professor in history. For most people, learning is a slow, steady process. But for Alia Sabor of New York City, it's been child's play. Alia's parents recognized very early that their infant daughter was bright. But when she began talking and reading at 8 months, they knew she had very special abilities. By the age of 5, Alia had finished her elementary school reading program, and at age 10, she started college. For her parents, allowing her to start college at such a young age was not an easy decision. But the local high schools hesitated to enroll her, believing Alia was too advanced for their curricula. So, she enrolled at the State University of New York at Stony Brook in 1999. 4 years later,Alia graduated with highest honors and began working on her master's and then doctorate, which she completed by 16. The Guinness Book of World Records finally took notice of this amazing young woman on February 19, 2008. That's when she was hired by Konkuk University in South Korea, making her the youngest college professor in history.
Friends, how old was Alia Sabour when she became the youngest college professor in history? Well, if my math is correct, I figure she was a mere 19 years old. Pretty young indeed. Tomorrow, we'll explore some of the reasons Ms. Sabour decided to go into teaching. Please join us for that lesson. Until then, all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide hope that you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, everyone.